obviously maybe one of the first things on your plate coming in, helping the existing businesses at the Findlay Village Mall relocate because we've got some big development with that property coming soon.
Yes, correct. So there is a big box store coming to the Findlay Mall, which will require some demolition.
Mm-hmm.
We're still not at liberty to talk about who that is.
Right.
There's a lot of speculation, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
But yes, so part of our role is to help those tenants getting displaced.
It is interesting because a lot of times, again, we may think that once the deal is signed and, you know, ground starts to be turned on a project, that's kind of the end of it for economic development. You've done your job, and now it moves on to the construction phase, and they kind of take over, and that's that. In this case, certainly there are a lot of moving parts because you've got displaced businesses in that mall property.
Yeah. Definitely. And the job's really never done. Like I said, we need to support our existing businesses.
Sure.
So our role is to continue to do that, you know, down the road.
How involved have you been with some of those retailers? Have they reached out to you, mm-hmm. and, you know, said, hey, can you help us with, you know, this? Because, again, those notices went out just within the past couple of weeks that you know, it's going to be right after the holidays,
yes.
that the existing part of the mall that's going to be torn down is going to be closed.
Yes. We've received several calls for people who definitely want to stay in Findlay,
mm-hmm.
and keep their business going and without much, you know, of a transition period. So we're quickly helping them. We've also received calls from people who have space available. So we're connecting those dots.
I thought that was kind of interesting, too, in thinking about this. Certainly, we know that there is a fair amount of unused retail space in the community. So this might be sort of a win-win all the way around.
Oh, it definitely is. And if we can help support small business staying in business,
mm-hmm.
then that's the best outcome.
Yeah. So this is also very exciting for that property because it's been a number of years where there's been speculation about what happens, what's the future of the Findlay Mall. And we know that malls in general have fallen on hard times. It's not just here. It's everywhere. So the fact that we're getting some movement, and it looks like some really encouraging movement, is very positive for the community.
Very positive. And the developer involved, this is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also acquired the Lima Mall, and they're doing the same type of development there. Mm-hmm. So that they have a success pattern, and we're confident that this will be a good project.
So with respect to the mall property, as we understand it, it's basically the center part of the mall that is coming down. What is now Dunham's, Michaels, Best Buy will stay.
Mm-hmm.
Runnings on the other side will stay. What about that back part of the mall? Because as my understanding, mm-hmm. Everything in that center part back to what I guess around Great American Cookie Company,
right.
coming down. What about that that back part? What happens there?
That will be available for development as well.
So will some of the existing retailers in the mall move to that area, or will it not be available? I mean, is it going to be available during the construction of the rest, or, you know, what's
that part I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
But I do know that they've offered some of the tenants to stay within the mall property in mm-hmm. other vacated spaces. So
yeah.
I do think you'll see some internal movement.
And I wonder, does that revitalize? That's why, I mean, there are two big anchor stores, what used to be JCPenney and Elder Beerman, that those are big,
yes.
big spaces that I'm imagining still have some question marks there. But again, given this big box retailer, again, the way shopping malls and shopping plazas are, can you envision that kind of turning into something like a very small Levis Commons or Polaris, that kind of thing, where there are,
I do understand that. I could see that. I could see them breaking those larger spaces down into smaller parcels,
mm-hmm.
so you can attract more of that retail frontage. So, I think that's definitely an option.
What is the time frame for all of this? Because, again, building a new box store is not a quick project.
Right.
It's made even longer by the fact that you've got to tear something down before you can start building it up. So what is the time frame on all of this?
So demolition will start in the spring after everyone's vacated the existing part that's getting demised. And I don't have a timeline for completion of the project yet. So we'll keep you posted on that.
I would imagine, again, this is just me speculating. I would imagine that if the demolition is going to come in the spring, the retailer, whoever it will be, would certainly want to be up for the holiday season next year.
You would think, but yeah. I'm not sure they could pull that off.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see
it will be.
What the timeline will be when it is all. But that obviously is, you know, one of the first things, like we said, as you come into this this job, is there what is next on the agenda? I mean, are there other things that are in the pipeline to be announced? I don't mean to break news necessarily,
right.
But yeah, actually I do. I'm trying to get something out of it.
Yeah. So we've been aware there is another retail developer that's in the process of putting something together behind Chipotle on US 224.
Okay.
So that there's about 7 acres back there that is in really need of being developed. And we've been told that that's in process and that leases have been signed and letters of intent are signed. So you'll see a little more retail happening.
Okay. Well, definitely watch for that.
And yes.
Everything else that is coming should be a great 2025 ahead. Again,
yes.
New Economic Development Director Chris Keller with us this morning. Chris, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.